This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. At least 100 people have been killed, hundreds of others injured after multiple blasts at churches and hotels in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday. Some of those buildings were in the capital of Colombo. And according to police, a total of 3 churches and 3 hotels have been hit, including Shangri-La. One ambulance driver describes how he was called to respond.
About 9 a.m. today, I was asked to take my ambulance to the Kochikade church because I was informed that there's a big blast in Kochikade church. So we went there and we whoever they are, the casualties, we transported them to the national hospital, and then we have been advised to come to the Shangri-La.
Footage from local media showed damage from the blast inside one of the churches, along with ambulances driving away with injured. Colombo National Hospital says that several wounded people were brought in for treatment. Sources from 2 leading tourist hotels in Colombo also confirmed the explosions but did not give any details. Sudanese authorities have arrested several top members of the former ruling party of ousted President Omar al-Bashir in a move that could bolster military rulers who were under mounting pressure by protesters to hand power to civilians. In another part of a widening crackdown designed to remove remnants of Bashir's rule, the Transitional Military Council, or TMC, said it will retire all 8 of the officers ranked lieutenant general in the National Intelligence and Security Service. Opposition groups had demanded that the security agencies be reconstructed. The armed rebels attacked an Ebola treatment center Saturday near the Congolese city of Butembo. This is just hours after another attack at the center killed a Cameroon epidemiologist. One militia member was killed in the attack at the hospital, where medical staffers are trying to contain an Ebola outbreak in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo. This is VOA News. Mourners are marking 20 years since the mass shooting at Columbine High School in the state of Colorado. AP correspondent Mike Gracia recounts the events of that day.
It was a shocking event. The date was April 20th, 1999. Two disaffected young men, both teenagers and students at the school, opened fire at Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado. They killed 12 fellow students and a teacher and wounded 24 others before taking their own lives. In the aftermath, there were questions of why and how could this happen. 1 month later, President Bill Clinton told Columbine students,
"What happened to you has pierced the soul of America."
I'm Mike Gracia.
The U.S. has begun a multi-million-dollar cleanup of an airbase in Vietnam that the U.S. used during the Vietnam War to store the highly toxic chemical Agent Orange. The launch Saturday of the $183 million program outside Ho Chi Minh City comes more than 40 years after the end of the war. Vien Ho was one of the main storage sites for the toxic formula. The U.S. sprayed 80 million liters of Agent Orange over South Vietnam between 1962 and 1971 to deprive the communist guerrillas of tree cover and food. The Agent Orange chemical stored at their believed to have been seeped into the surrounding soil, sediment, and rivers. U.S. President Trump is lashing out at a current and former aides who cooperated with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. In a series of angry tweets from Palm Beach, Florida, Mr. Trump laced into those who are under oath or were under oath and shared with Mueller their accounts of how Mr. Trump tried numerous times to squash or influence the investigation, according to them, and portrayed the White House as infected by a culture of lies, deceit, and deception. Egyptians began 3 days of voting Saturday on constitutional amendments that would allow Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to stay in office until the year 2030. We get more from Edward Uranian, reporting for VOA from Cairo.
A smiling President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi cast his ballot as polling began Saturday morning in a 3-day referendum to make changes to Egypt's post-revolution constitution. Those changes will strengthen his hand over parts of the government and lengthen his term in office from 4 to 6 years. 62 million Egyptians are registered to vote of an estimated population of around 100 million.
Ed Uranian reporting for VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.